All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're going to be taking a look at first dates and astrology.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, and specifically, we're going to be talking about the zodiac signs and which ones are most likely to be late for a first date.
All right.
So this should be interesting. Have you ever noticed a connection, like in your own dating life?
Yeah.
Between people's signs and whether or not they're on time?
That's a really good question.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see what our source material says about this.
Me too. I do think there are some stereotypes out there about the different signs.
For sure.
But whether or not they hold up, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
I think it's important to remember that astrology is not an exact science.
Right.
It's more about understanding personality tendencies and, different ways that people approach the world.
Exactly. And so it's like, maybe a fun lens to look at this through.
I think so.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about like how the different elements play into this.
Yeah. So, we have the four elements in astrology: fire, earth, air, and water.
Right.
Each one has its own kind of energy signature.
Yeah.
And so fire signs, for example, they tend to be very spontaneous.
Okay.
They like to live in the moment.
Got it.
So, if a fire sign is late for a date, it might not be because they're trying to be disrespectful.
Right.
It might just be because they got caught up in something else that was exciting.
I got distracted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, earth signs, on the other hand,
yeah,
they're all about practicality and being grounded.
Okay.
So they might be more likely to be on time because they value structure and planning.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But, they could also be late if they were taking extra time to prepare for the date.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like maybe they were, picking out the perfect outfit.
Right.
Or making sure that the restaurant reservation was just right.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily like they don't respect the other person's time.
Exactly. It's just a different approach.
Oh. Yeah. What about air signs? Those are the ones I'm really curious about.
Ooh, yeah. Air signs are interesting.
Yeah.
They're all about communication and connecting with people.
Okay.
So they might be more prone to double booking themselves or getting sidetracked on the way to the date.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
But again, it's not because they don't care. It's just that they have a lot going on in their minds.
Okay, yeah.
And then we have the water signs.
Okay.
These are the most intuitive and emotional of the signs.
Right.
So they might be late because they were lost in thought.
Oh, wow.
Or, having a deep conversation with someone else.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, so it's like their internal world is just as important to them as the external world.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we've talked about the elements.
Yes.
But are there any specific signs that stand out?
Ooh, that's a good question.
As being like the most time challenged.
Yeah. I think if we had to pick a couple.
Okay.
I would say Geminis.
Oh, yeah.
And Libras. Yeah. Geminis, because they have that dual nature. So they're always kind of pulled in multiple directions.
Okay.
And then Libras, because they're always trying to create balance.
Yeah.
So they might get caught up in trying to please everyone.
And then end up being late.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. So this is really interesting.
Yeah.
So tell me, what does this mean for our listeners who are actually dating out there?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I think the most important thing to remember is that astrology is just one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
When it comes to understanding someone.
Right.
So, don't write someone off just because they're a Gemini and you're worried about them being late.
Right.
Give them a chance.
Yeah,
think about them as an individual.
Yeah, it's more about like using astrology as like a fun conversation starter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not a deal breaker.
Right.
I mean, think about it this way. Next time you're on a first date.
Okay.
Pay attention to your date's astrological sign and see if you can notice any of these tendencies that we've been talking about.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah. See if it lines up at all.
Yeah.
And, maybe even more importantly, think about how much punctuality actually matters to you.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Like, is it a deal breaker or are there other qualities that are more important?
Right. Because maybe they make you laugh.
Exactly.
Or they're really smart and interesting.
Right.
And so maybe it doesn't matter as much if they're a few minutes late.
Exactly.
Love that.
Yeah. So hopefully this deep dive has given you a new perspective.
It really has.
On first dates and on astrology.
Yes. Definitely lots to think about.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
It was my pleasure.
This was a really fun conversation.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.